Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 11th of September, Anno Domini 2010, and you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are live at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza. That's the corner of Routes 250 and 441. And we're having a great time. We've got some of our fans down here with us, and we're...
We should tell folks, you know, the best way to find it is the one, because there's two plazas.
It's the northeast corner.
Or the one with the Hess gas station. I mean, that's right on the
corner. Sure, exactly. And we're in that plaza, and we're just having a great time. We're having fun here. There's going to be some giveaways. There's going to be some...
got coffee, donuts.
Clearly the only reason here, we got coffee and donuts, so I don't know how you can go wrong. But before we get to any of that, we want to thank Joe Gatiss and his entire team here at Lightspeed for letting us invade their shop. This place is gigantic. It is gigantic. They've got just rows and rows of stuff, and then in the back they've got rows and rows of repair place. It's just huge. It's amazing. I'm very, very, very impressed.
No, that's a different store.
Yeah, that's a different store. All right, let's start out with the news. Apple, for the first time, has published its App Store review guidelines, helping to demystify a process that puzzled and sometimes infuriated developers making apps for the iPhone and iPad. Here's a sample quote from the delightfully blunt document. We view apps different than books, or different as opposed to differently, than books, rather than from books or songs, which we do not curate. If you want to criticize a religion, write a book. If you want to describe sex, write a book or a song or create a medical app. Plenty of developers and tech watchers have complained about Apple censorship, although Apple certainly has the right to regulate what's in its store, just as Walmart chooses which toothpaste brand to display. Apple seems to be saying that it views apps as a core part of its brand rather than simply things that are delivered over its systems. We have over 250,000 apps in the App Store. We don't need any more fart apps. Now, how long have I been saying that? Cheese and crackers. One may be too many. If your app doesn't do something useful or provide some form of lasting entertainment, it may not be accepted. If your app looks like it was cobbled together in a few days, or you're trying to get your first practice app in the store to impress your friends, please brace yourself for rejection. We have lots of serious developers who don't want their quality apps to be surrounded by amateur hour. We will reject apps for any content or behavior that we believe is over the line. What line, you ask? Well, as a Supreme Court justice once said, I'll know it when I see it. And we think that you will also know it when you cross it. Jobs has also said that Android has a porn store, so clearly, porn is a no-no. That said, this guideline is sure to rile up developers who want to sell, say, sexy apps. And it's a codification of what we knew all along. Sometimes these things are just a judgment call by someone at Apple. For example, Shaken Baby.
Oh, that was a stupid one right off the bat.
Yeah, the idiot who green-lighted Shaken Baby ought to be slapped. Writing down rules doesn't change that. If your app is rejected, we have a review board that you can appeal to. If you run to the press and trash us, it never helps. Well, actually, of course, it does help if you talk to the press and you happen to have won a Pulitzer Prize for cartooning. This is a living document, and new apps presenting new questions may arise in new rules at any time. Perhaps your app will trigger this. So that leads us to our poll of the week. At soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. The question is Apple's app manifesto, and the choices are about time, who cares, I'll never develop anything, and control freak much. So once you have, and so far, let's see, we've got 36 people who have voted in the poll, and 45 people who voted in the poll. Most of you don't care, and most of the rest of you think Steve Jobs is a bit of a control freak. Once you're done, of course, we know you have a lot more to say about this particular issue. So once you're done, check the little yellow box underneath the poll and then click on Give Us Your Opinion. It will take you to my website, AskNick.com.
That's AskNick.com.
Thank you.
Sears.
Steve's right there. And
and he's got a cane.
And you'll get that nice hollow sound, too.
And the question is, what do you think of Apple's App Manifesto? And that's, of course, if you're actually on the sitting at your computer in your home. Those of our loyal fans who are here today can't take the poll yet, or they've already done so. And we're here at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in the Penfair Plaza, corner of Routes 250 and 441. And I got here no trouble at all. My droid took me right here. It was actually pretty impressive. It led me right into the correct entrance and everything, and suddenly I was staring at... So I have no sense of direction, absolutely none. I get lost in my driveway. It's true. It doesn't matter. I can get to two or three places. I can get to work. I can get back home again from there. Most every place else, my brain doesn't do remember left, right, and this landmark. It just doesn't do that.
I guess for me, after 20 years of just traveling all over the city, there's not too many even side streets.
This was one of the easiest commutes I ever had.
Yeah, straight up 441.
250.
250, I mean.
I happen
right,
to live
right.
on 250 in Fairport. Yeah.
Right.
So it's pretty easy for me to find.
So, yeah, we have found this place fairly easily. So those of you with Droid should have no trouble. Those of you with iPhones are, of course, infinitely smart anyway, so you already know where this place is and you'll be able to find it. We're going to be having lots of fun today. We'll be giving stuff away. Not quite sure how. We may just toss Steve, see if he lands heads or tails.
Ooh.
And why not? Or Rob. Rob Linton is here. Laura Lann is here as well. Laura Lann Romeo is here. We have...
We just have Laura Lann call it in the air.
Well, that's exactly right. We'll have people flip a coin. We'll do...
flip
rock,
Rob.
Paper, scissors.
I like
we'll do,
that better.
We'll have...
Donuts and coffee.
We have donuts and coffee. We have stuff to give away. We have... I think what we'll do is we'll have our listeners who are here, right, our loyal fans... Who are here? Haha! All those of you who are not here are loyal.
They
fans.
Got time. We They've just got time. Started. They, We're here for
but our
two
loyal
hours.
Fans, what we'll do is for our loyal fans, we'll have them do rock paper scissors, and the winner gets something. Or Greco-Roman wrestling. I don't really care which.
It's rock not... paper lizard. Rock paper scissors lizard Spock.
Exactly. So that's where we are. Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road, Penfair Plaza, the corners of Routes 250 and 441. But of course, what we're here for mostly. Is to have fun. Second is to answer your computer question. So do any of you folks have a computer question? No, of course they don't.
No, they just came down to see us.
What are you doing here then? All right.
For the coffee and the donuts.
They came for the coffee and the donuts. We have to bribe people to show up here. That's how
they
that works.
They heard. Rob was doing a floor show later on.
I know. Rob's going to be dancing later. We do have, of course, people send us questions.
Well, you're getting awful possessive.
My wire is very sensitive. Don't touch it.
Holy cow, all of you, all y'all.
I'm moving over by you.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Well, there's not much room in between both of you.
We do take questions from the website at soundbites.org. And Sue from Rochester wrote, I have Windows 7 64-bit with 1 terabyte. I have had free Trend Micro Plus spyware to use for 6 months, and it is expiring very soon. I would like to use Avast. Free with MWB and Outpost Firewall. I am wondering if any of those will conflict with the other. I currently have the paid version of MWB. I don't know what MWB is, do I?
Malwarebytes, maybe.
Malwarebytes.
Yep.
And I'm using Windows Firewall with the Trend Micro Plus. Can you help me out? Have a pleasant weekend.
Well, the one key thing, though, is, you know, a lot of folks, if they've already got a Linksys router, or in this case, say, one of the modems routers from either... Frontier or cable, they've already got a built-in firewall right there. I mean, granted, you can put in an additional one, especially on laptops. I recommend it because folks are usually traveling with the laptops.
That gives you an inbound firewall. It's sometimes nice to have an outbound firewall on your computer to prevent things from getting out, and both Windows and Mac have those built in as well.
So, but for the most part, I mean, if you've got one of those, you should be pretty safe. But the other products, you know, again, if she checks what we recommend, you know, the Malwarebytes is definitely a good one. Super Anti-Spyware is another runner-up that you want to run along with the Malwarebytes because they both don't do it a full job.
Right. And the nice thing about using the firewall in your router is that it protects all of your computers at once. If you get it right once, you've gotten it right for all the computers in your house. Now, again, you're right. When you're traveling, you should have a built-in firewall.
Yep.
But for your desktops... just having that one firewall, getting it right, protects them all simultaneously, and also means you're not taking away processor cycles to deal with that stuff
The
desktop.
It just helps. And I mean, for the most part, once you set that up, and again, if you use a good, strong password, not sit there and do 1, 2, 3, 4 that anybody else can crack, and you're not doing simple WEP.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is your password. You see on TV shows all the time where the hacker comes in and breaks the encryption. Mm-hmm. You cannot break the encryption. You can guess the password.
Yep.
So make sure your password is hard to guess, easy for you to remember.
Well, that's the thing. Once you guess the password, you can get in there and change it to whatever you want and change everything. And
all their other passwords are probably the same thing, so now you can get into their other accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Any password that faces the real world. Well, that's all of your passwords, frankly, unless it's something that's strictly on your computer, should be different. And people are telling me all the time, well, I can't remember passwords. What you're saying is I'm either too stupid or too lazy, and I don't think any of you are either of those things. You remember dozens of phone numbers, or at least you used to before you all had smartphones that remembered them for you. So now you can replace all those brain cells that were remembering phone numbers and let them instead remember passwords. I'm ancient, and not as ancient as Dave, of course, but I am ancient, and I remember easily 42 passwords every single day of systems that I have to log into, and all of those passwords are a minimum of 11 characters, although most are 14 or more. And so
they're
easy to remember, and we've talked about this before. The best way to create a password is to take a phrase from a book or a song or a poem or whatever you want and make it a stanza. So it's, 15, 16 words, right? Then you take the first letter of each word. Maybe you capitalize, say, all the T's or all the L's or whatever it might happen to be, and replace the A's with 4's and the S's with 5's. And now you've got a 14, 15, 16 character long password that seems entirely random, has capitals, lowercase, and numbers, and yet it's easy for you to remember. All you have to do is associate that phrase with that system. And that's how I do it, and it works every single time. And you can do it too. It's really fairly easy to do. The other thing that a lot of people do is they have a password vault of some sort. For example, KeePass. KeePass. There's KeePass for Windows, Mac, and Linux, which is why I remember to mention it's also free. Once you set it up, it's got heavy encryption in it. You put all your systems and passwords in there. Then you only have to remember, really, one password, which is the password to KeePass.
Yep.
And so then it's fairly easy. You remember one password and look up all the rest.
Yeah, Apple has a built-in feature called the Keychain that does that for you on Macintosh, and all you have to remember is your master administrator password, and people still don't.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Still don't use it.
Yep. They still tape it to the bottom of the keyboard.
Right. But that's
or to the mouse pad.
Right. But that's a good way to do it. And so we commend you, in fact, for your willingness to do security. Everybody has to remember that these days. The days of the wide open internet are long, long gone. I remember when I started. See, I have to tell you, I love being in this store. For those of you who have just tuned in, why? Shouldn't you have been listening right from the beginning? Anyway, we're at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road, Penfair Plaza, corner of Routes 250 and 441. We're doing this live from their store, assuming you're not listening to this via the podcast. It is Saturday, the 11th of September, so don't come running down if it's Tuesday or Wednesday. But we're at Lightspeed Computers and having fun, and I'm loving this because this store is just ginormous. It's great, and I started out selling computers back in the day myself, but I went straight. Unlike Joe, he's still selling them and repairing them. Being in a store with all the toys and that gigantic back area where they're doing all the repairs and all the playing around and all the other stuff, it's just so flippin' cool. It's just neat to be back here for me. Uh-oh, we have Rob Linton, who apparently would like to say something.
Yes,
or
I
not.
Would. Yeah, well, yes, I would. Laura Lynn, do you want to go on the air? All right. Well, we want to let folks...
Laura Lynn came very close to saying a rude word to you.
Well, you guys may have talked about it. I've been running around and I haven't heard it, but we're at like your 21st birthday-ish, aren't we? It would have been last weekend, right?
We are hurtling headlong into our 22nd year on the air.
Last weekend. Hard to believe a year ago we did the big birthday celebration out at the Radisson Hotel.
Yeah, we did. We just started the entire 22nd year.
Want to let folks know, too, that down here we've got the limited edition, one-of-a-kind Soundbites window sticky. You are only cool if you have one of these on your car.
I'm cool.
Well,
I have one on my car. Well,
have another sticker. You know?
I need to be cooler. Clearly, I could cover my car in them, and I wouldn't be cool enough.
License plate holders. I like that idea.
I like the license plate holders.
But we're down here at Lightspeed Computers. So I want to thank Joe and his entire staff for being so great and hosting us today here at Lightspeed Computers. Joe and his entire staff here, they've been awesome to work with. And you're right. I mean, I've been walking around here going, okay, I want one of those. On one of those.
It's seductive, isn't it? You come in here and you think, look, I have to have these. All of these.
Yes, that's right.
Just load the store up into my car and I'll take it home. Thanks.
Well,
I appreciate that.
One other thing I want to
say.
You
might want to rent a U-Haul. You've got a small car.
I have a gigantic car. I'm the proud owner of a Nissan Cube.
Yeah, but everything that you're eyeballing won't fit in that. You're going to need
a
U-Haul.
I just took a daughter to college with every freaking thing she's ever owned in her entire life, and it all fit. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Laura Lann Romeo, Joe Gatiss, a whole bunch of other people, all our friends here and all of you on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. I love this song. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we are coming to you live today from Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza, right on the corner of Routes 250 and 441. Beautiful day for a drive, and we're in here having a great, great time. I'm having a great time. I don't know about
you. Yeah, no,
I don't care about you people. I'm having a great time, and that's really
good. We got coffee, donuts, we got giveaways to do.
I know, we're doing all of it right here. And we have to thank Joe Gatiss and all the folks here at Lightspeed Computers for
having us down here.
For having us down here. And really, I'm just amazed at the size of this place. It's been a long time since I saw a store this size, and I'm very, very impressed by it. I have to read. This is a great...
Another shooting of the computers?
Another shooting. No.
More shooting?
This is amazing. Yeah. In a decision that could affect the financial relationship between record labels and performers, a federal appeals court in San Francisco on Friday ruled that songs downloaded from Apple's iTunes store are not actually purchased, but are rather licensed by the ostensible buyer. This distinction is hardly academic. Under most recording contracts, artists are entitled to 50% of revenues from licensed uses of their music. That usually means soundtracks for movies, TV shows, and ads. Sales, on the other hand, generate royalties for the artists at a much lower rate, generally in the low teens and rarely more than 20%. But in reviewing a decision in a suit brought against Universal Music Group by producers affiliated with the rapper Eminem, the Ninth Circuit Court held that iTunes downloads, even the DRM-free variety, are encumbered by enough restrictions. Really, they're coming from Apple. How could there be any restrictions? That they can't be considered sales at all. Friday's ruling probably doesn't presage or presage, depending on how you feel about it, a stampede of artists and their auditors beating up their record labels for more money. For one thing, Universal vowed in a statement to seek a retrial and asserted that anyway the ruling is not precedent-setting. We will be filing a petition for rehearing, the company said. In the meantime, it should be noted that this ruling sets no legal precedent as it only concerns the language of one specific recording contract. Any assertion to the contrary is simply not true. More important, most recent record contracts explicitly address the status of paid digital downloads, rendering moot such after-the-fact haggling. And many older record contracts have been revised or amended to deal with the download question. Even in some cases in which only older recordings of an artist continue to be distributed by a given label, the label and the artist have gone back to hash out the issue surrounding digital downloads. In other words, while Friday's ruling may be philosophically intriguing, in most cases, the song is likely to remain the same.
Now, this only affects Apple downloads, not Amazon or other music stores?
That's why God made lawyers.
Yeah.
The way it reads right now, it's just Apple and Universal Music Group. But I'm sure that there are already
Apple and this one
label.
Stay
tuned, because this isn't a done deal yet.
Music from the other labels you own, but music from Universal you don't
own. Legally, at the moment, until the repeal, until the retrial, you are renting music from Universal Music Group when you download it through iTunes. The others are still legally gray since no decision has actually been made.
And that was, well, that was the whole point.
And if you folks are confused, join the rest of us.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's been one of the veins of contention for years about physical discs that you buy with music and movies. You own the physical disc, and you own a right to play the music or movie. You don't necessarily own the music or movie. You don't own rebroadcast rights. You don't own editing rights. You just have licensed the right to listen to it.
In fact, in a strict reading of the rights that you have, you can invite friends over to watch it.
Well, they finally codified that.
Oh, good.
If anyone has ever read that FBI warning at the beginning of a movie, it says this is for private viewing only, but they never defined what public meant. That ruling did come down from the FCC. Public means more than 10.
Oh, so if I've got 9 friends...
That's okay.
Or family and friends...
Right.
I can show it to them.
But if you have 12 people in your family, that's public.
My dad would have been in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Your dad would have been in deep trouble twice over.
Yeah. For you folks who don't know, my dad comes from a family of 19.
Yep. Just shy of twice over.
Yeah.
What was the old line from All in the Family? His, you know, his wife didn't call it the curse. She called it the blessing.
Yeah. Okay. All righty then. We have a question from John from Williamson, New York. For the past 4 months, when I turn on my computer, it tries to load Photo Gallery and asks that the disk be loaded. I tried to see if Photo Gallery is in my startup menu, but could not find it or the disk it requested. Do you have any idea where I should look for the program or how I can stop the pop-up request, which prevents me from going online until I hit cancel 3 times?
It may be a font.
Yeah.
Is Photo Gallery one of those things that loads fonts and pictures?
I think so.
Yeah,
so,
it could be.
So remember some of those Corel discs that come with 100,000 fonts and 50,000 clip art, and you load one of the fonts off the disc accidentally? Every time you boot, it needs one of those fonts. So you might want to check his font folder to see if there's anything in there that is trying to come from that disc.
Right. And though he checked the startup menu, he should also check through the control panel. What do you run? You're running XP. So go to the control panel and select Add Remove Programs and see if Photo Gallery is in there, since clearly you're not using it for anything. If it's there, uninstall it, and that should solve the problem.
Or if he really wants to thoroughly uninstall it, get the program Revo Uninstaller. That does a far better job of uninstalling stuff than Microsoft ever thought of doing. Right. We've been recommending that for quite a while now, because unlike Microsoft, where it just turns off the one bit and still leaves a lot of leftover residue in the registry, Revo will literally take out the content in the registry, thus keeping it a lot smaller, and it'll also remove the folders. Because you got to remember, each time you say uninstall and reinstall something in the registry, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But by using Revo, that will keep it a lot trimmer, and you're doing your machine actually a favor by not having as much stuff that it has to sort through in the registry. So we highly recommend getting that product and using it.
Yep. You know what? We're out here at Lightspeed Computer. Many of our loyal fans are with us here today. And we want to, again, thank Lightspeed Computer, of course, 2200 Penfield Road in the Penfair Plaza, corner of Routes 250 and 441. And we certainly want to thank Joe Gatiss and all his people for inviting us. But we have an unsung hero that we haven't said a single word about, and that's poor Phil. Phil back there in the studio, punching all the buttons, keeping us on the air, making sure we're doing things right. And the poor guy, we haven't even mentioned his name.
That's perfectly okay, Nick.
A disembodied voice in our headphones.
Who is that unusual individual? All right, we are going to actually pick...
Do a giveaway.
A giveaway ticket here. Do all of our hundreds of thousands of fans who are here today have their tickets in the thing? All right, here's our ticket. And what are we... Laura Land made up these beautiful...
She did one heck of a
baskets. There's the photo bag. There's a computer car mug thing. There's
looks like a chamois or something.
It's either...
Yeah. microfiber.
Microfiber thing. And a whole bunch of other cool stuff in here. It's a one of a, well, actually, it's a two of a kind, one of two of a kind item. And so this is really a dang near unique. As close to unique as you can get and not actually be unique. And now I'm holding the ticket, and everybody's going, hey, wait a minute. What's up with you guys? Read the number. All right, here's the number. The number in Bayonne, 499-182. 499-182.
Hey, Frank
won. Well done, Frank.
Congratulations, sir.
Frank has won the first of our many giveaways. Why? Because he was here. That's the reason.
No ticky, no washing.
That's right. That's how this works. All right. Do we have time for another question? Well, yes, we have time for another question. We have time for anything we want to do. Till Phil shuts us down.
I can't do it this time.
Right. George from Rochester writes, how do I contact the Windows Forum Administrator? I get this message when I tried to log on today. Sorry, but your password cannot be retrieved because your account is currently inactive. Please contact the Forum Administrator for more information. All right, unfortunately, I don't. I apologize. I should have pre-read some of these. George, without knowing what forum you're on.
Yeah, we have no clue.
If it's our forum, then I will pass this message to Dave, since he is the forum administrator, and we'll check our forums, but that's about the best I can do for you, because I don't know which forums you're talking about, unless it's ours. But if it is ours,
I can double-check
Dave will double-check that when we're done here.
Generally, on the main login page somewhere, there's of for whatever any, forum
for
you're connected
forums,
to,
right,
yeah,
right,
there
right,
should
right.
be a contact.
I'll email them and kind of follow up on this.
Right.
Which forum it is.
Yeah, because I want to go resetting it if it's not the Soundbites one.
And hopefully that was something he was actually trying to log into and not just a random message that popped up asking for his password.
Yeah, something hijacking him.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be careful about random windows popping up asking for your password. If you're not actively trying to log in somewhere, if you're not actively trying to do something, you know, be a little wary of some things that pop up for your password.
Right, right.
Well, like I say, if you have to stop, and I've been telling
them. Well, see, that's the problem is they don't stop and think, oh, it wants my password, okay.
If you have to hesitate even for a second when you're looking at any emails to think about doing it, then don't. It's better to be safe than sorry, especially with that virus that broke out this week. I mean, a lot of folks, I only open stuff from friends. Your friends could be infected, folks, so don't even use that rule of thumb as far as a guideline in opening anything.
Right.
If, you know, you're not expecting it, and if it's something very bizarre, pick up the phone. Call them. Make sure that, you know, did you really send this to me? Or should I be looking at this? Literally, this week we've gotten a lot of folks spoofed by that type of stuff. They're coming in. Well, I clicked on this, and now my machine's infected.
Yep.
Well, don't click on this.
Yeah, it's back.
It hurts when I do this. Don't do this.
It's back again. You know, it's like, I got a great story for the second hour. I mean.
All right. Well, wait. You know what really bothers me here? And I'm blaming Joe for this. Joe, if you're listening, I hope you're listening, because we're going to have him on in the next segment. We're out here at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road, Penfair Plaza, corners of Routes 250 and 441, doing a live show and giving stuff away.
See, his next business will be Ludicrous Speed.
Exactly. It's Lightspeed now, Ludicrous Speed later. He set us in front of an entire wall of keyboards, clearly knowing that just this morning I had a key stick on my keyboard at home. I don't know how you knew, Joe, but I'm going to sweep my entire home for bugs and cameras, because clearly he knew that I was having my little trouble.
Cat sat on it again?
I don't know what it was, but I just had.
Well, I know last night you were trying to get the cat off your lap while we were trying to get in second.
The cat, it's your. I don't know about you, Joe. I really don't. I'm a little leery now. But I'm going to have, and it's the ergonomic ones, which I, of course, need for my
funnel. The Digital Media Pro keyboard is a very good one.
That's a great one, but I have to have the Wave keyboard, the ergonomic thing, because of my carpal tunnel.
Well, he's got that, too.
He's got that there. He's got that one over there.
Yeah.
You did this on purpose. Doggone you. Doggone you, Joe. I don't know what it was, but everything was suddenly weird on my computer, and I suddenly realized one of my alt keys was stuck.
Yeah, that really makes things crazy when it's the shift key or an alt key. Yeah.
Well, the other thing, and you probably see it too, Steve, yep. And I'm sure Joe does too. You know, the folks have the habit of eating over their keyboards.
Yep.
Right. And you can sit there and pick them up and give them a light tap, and it's amazing the amount of stuff.
Yeah, don't do that over the desk itself. Do it over, go take it outside. Do it there, trust me.
The worst is when they smoke.
We opened up a computer once. What happens is the tar and nicotine that doesn't get absorbed into your lungs, you exhale again, and it gets stuck to whatever's around you. And we opened up this one computer once, and it was dripping from the inside.
I've seen the fans pretty well, so stuck with tar and nicotine and everything else, you can't get the machines out fast enough because they stink.
One of my favorite crazy keyboard stories was a customer brought in their computer, and the lowercase s didn't work. Uppercase S did.
Weird.
Well, how can that be? It's the same physical switch.
Right.
Finally figured out that they were playing around in the preferences. And changed a keyboard shortcut. So now lowercase s met speak selected text.
Well,
they didn't tell me that their computer was talking to them. They got annoyed by it and turned the volume off.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
I had one where you hear about punching out a computer.
Yeah.
This person literally punched out their laptop. Opened up the laptop. You look at it. The keyboard... You take about the center, and if you go from, say, R to the letter O, and then you go down to M, that's where their fist went, and all the keys were popped off of that, but that wasn't the half of it.
Yeah, what's under the keyboard?
No. After he pounded the fist through the keyboard, he then proceeded to punch the screen and knock the hinge off the screen.
Nice.
$1,000.
No, the thing's totally right.
No, it's toast. It's brand new. The thing's just sitting there.
And they had the nerves. They opened it up and said, do you think you can fix this? Yeah, with a new computer.
Yeah, for certain select values of fix, yeah.
How about anger management? You ever consider that?
Anything can be fixed. You know, this piece is 100, that piece is 500, the screen.
Well, you're talking the screen, the keyboard.
So, $1,000.
The motherboard underneath the keyboard.
Yep.
That whole harness. What folks don't realize is that, every time you flip up a laptop, there is a small wire that goes from this.
Several wires, usually.
That goes from there down into the computer.
And it's a little tiny space that fits in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll rip their screens up and down. They'll carry the computer by the screen.
Yeah, they grab it by the corner and go, boy.
Yeah.
And then they have the nerve to come in and say, but it's my baby. It's important to me. What would you treat your kid that way?
It's my only computer.
Not anymore. Now you have no computer. Joe's laughing. He's seen this 100,000 times.
All of us. We could all tell stories.
We should all write a book about our favorite favorite stories.
Yeah. We'd probably all get sued. That must be me because I'm that stupid.
Well, my favorite one is still one of Dave's where the customer calls up on like Wednesday or Thursday. Is my computer done yet? You didn't bring one in? Yeah, I dropped it off over the weekend. We're not open on the weekends. Yeah, I left it behind a bush.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, we are going to take another quick break. Don't forget, we're right here at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road, Penfair Plaza, corners of Routes 250 and 441. Hurtling headlong into our 22nd year of programming. We're back just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you, including all the people live here at Lightspeed, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Joe Gatiss.
He's Joe Gatiss. And at 42 minutes after the hour, I was somewhere else. I had apparently left Lightspeed.
No, he's used to me pointing to him.
I was waiting for Dave to point to me. I don't know what the heck I was doing. All right, listen, folks. We are here live at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza. That's the corner of Routes 250 and 441. We've got many of our loyal listeners here with us today, hoping to get in on the free loot. We're doing giveaways
still
and all kinds of stuff.
To come down.
But more importantly, we have Joe Gatiss, who is responsible for perpetrating Lightspeed Computers on the world. Joe, welcome and thank you so very, very much for inviting us into your store today.
Well, thank you very much. It's also a pleasure to have everyone here.
It's a great, great. So why don't you tell us about Lightspeed, where it came from, and how you got started, and how you got to be this gigantic place. You've got two different stores.
Well, we started 15 years ago, and we opened our first retail store on Dewey Avenue in Greece about 5-6 years ago. And then we moved into Stoner's Plaza, and we've been there 4 years, 4.5 years. And we just opened the store in Penfield last June 1st, so we've been over a year here. And so we have our west side location for Greece, and now we decided to move over to the east side so everybody could still use us.
Excellent, excellent. And you're mostly PC stuff, but I saw a Mac in the back.
We do some work on Macs. We can't do any warranty work because we're not a Mac store. But we can do some work on Macs. We work on all brands of PCs, laptops, desktops, just about anything, really.
And you're not just repair, you also sell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've got rows and rows of laptops. This is something that I think people are always asking me, you know, what laptop should I buy?
Mm-hmm.
And my response is always, you got to go play with them.
Yeah.
Because everybody is different. Play with the keyboard, yeah. Look at the screen, because everybody's hands are different, everybody's eyes are different. Yeah. In a place like this, here at Lightspeed,
yep,
2200 Penfield Road, Penfair Plaza, corner of 250 and 441.
865-4000.
865-4000. You can actually look at them, play with them, get your hands on them, see what you're looking at, and it's a lot easier to make a decision. It's a lot easier to make a decision that you can live with for the next 20 years because you're not just picking them out of a magazine or
true.
Out of a review. And your hands are different from the reviewer's hands. Your eyes are different from the reviewer's eyes. So a place like this, and Joe doesn't mind, as long as you're in the process of buying, Joe doesn't mind if you come in here and tap at the keys and look at the machines for a bit. So that's what it's all about. So do you sell more desktops or laptops these days?
We probably sell a few more desktops, probably because we build them here. So all their desktops are built and warrantied here, which is a huge plus. You don't have to call an overseas center if you have any problems. We support and warranty everything right here. And they're all very good systems. We have a new website up. All our computers and desktops and laptops are on our website. You can look at all the models we have in the store. You can even custom build computer,
how
tweak
cool
the
that?
You know, configurations we have. As far as the laptops go, right now, you know, you talk about coming in and looking at them. There's not a lot of differences in the $500 to $700 range laptops.
Right, right.
They're all 4 gigs of memory, 250 gig drive, dual core processor. So it's really something you want to come in and take a look at it,
right,
and see which one appeals to you.
Right, because it's all about the keyboard. It's all about
the screen. Yep.
Now, what is that website? We should be telling.
Well, it's lightspeed.com. It's L-Y-T-E speed. A lot of people don't know how to look us up because their name is spelled a little different.
Yep.
So it's L-Y-T-E speed.com.
Right.
And it's a brand new site. It's only been up like 3-4 weeks. Now, we also have very large, as you mentioned, the repair facility in the back. We have
it's
the largest.
It's huge.
Yeah. Plus, with Greece, we can service over like 130 computers at a time. The other thing is on our website, we just put together an on-site scheduler. You can actually go online, schedule a time to drop your computer off, and we start it the minute you bring it in so it doesn't wait. So that's one of the other things we did on our website was that.
That's a great idea.
It's only been up a few weeks. Everyone likes it, so I urge everyone to take a look at it and, you know, tell us what they think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's the other nice thing. Joe is a personable guy. I mean, I know he looks scary and all, but he's a nice guy. And so if you want to give him an opinion of things, he probably won't hurt you badly.
We also do business and residential support. If local businesses are also welcome to use us, we have business on-site emergency service and contracts and everything, you know, that we do as well.
Right.
But, yeah, we have everything in the store, keyboards, mice, laptops, hard drives, motherboards, it's all over the place. So
have you guys had any requests yet for tablets? Not the mini laptops, but the actual, like, iPad-like devices that aren't from Apple?
No, not yet.
That's a brand new category. It's all over the web, but nobody's actually looking for them yet.
Yeah, yeah. You take a risk when you stock those items.
Yeah, you really do. There's no question to that.
That's
what
you want to put those on your website.
Yeah, right. Delivery 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. No, absolutely. I understand that completely. I myself am eager to buy one, but they're, well, first, they're not really available yet.
Right.
Once I want one, what am I going to get? What's it going to look like?
Right.
What's it going to run, et cetera, et cetera. I've been playing with an iPad, but it's nice. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Nice. I kind of like the iPad myself, but I don't know if I'd buy one.
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see as time goes on what happens with all of that. So you've been around how many years, did you say?
We've been in business 15. 15 we won years. People's Choice Award last year, Best Computer Store Sales and Service.
Very nice.
Yep, and we're real happy about that. You know, we have fast turnaround time. I think one of the big things with us with virus and spyware removal is we do a ton of it. If you go to our website, you'll see this thing that comes up. Says we did over 10,000 repairs last year, which when I saw the numbers, I was actually surprised. We can normally, I know you guys do a lot of the security tangle and help people out quite a bit, but we normally can get rid of viruses without formatting, which a lot of places just throw the book in and they say, wipe it out. But if you do have a virus problem, we're pretty good at getting it out without you losing your files.
Very nice. And that's the advantage of bringing your computer to a place like this. If the virus is so stubborn that they can't repair it in machine, they can pull the drive easily and get it over to the next bench and put it on another machine and clean it that way, which most home users don't have the ability to do. The Tango is a nice thing for most viruses, but viruses are becoming harder and harder.
Yeah, sometimes you're so bad you have to format, in which case we can always pull the drive out, back the files up, format it, and then copy the data and even import it back into the Windows directory.
Right. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I very much appreciate that. We very much appreciate you bringing us down. We are live today from Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road, Penfair Plaza, corner of Routes 250 and 441. All the folks down here watching the show, one or two of them are actually smiling. Joe's still smiling. He hasn't caught on yet. Because he's done now. He's off the air and he's stopped sweating now. Wiping his brow, sitting back, having a sip of coffee. We have coffee. We have donuts. We have giveaways. We have a terrific number of giveaways for all the folks who are actually here. If you're not in the jar here, get your tickets right away because we're going to pull a name for a beautiful blue Jazz 90.1 cap, baseball cap.
Make me look classy. You know what I'm saying?
Even you kind of look sort of almost like you're – look what they did for Rob. Think what they'll do for you.
We want to use that as a gauge.
Yeah, they look. They make him look almost human. They'll make anybody else look sexy as hell.
Oh, all right. Okay. We can go with that.
Here's our ticket number, 499. Everybody's going, oh, I got those three. You all got those three numbers. 192. 192. 499. Come on, somebody here's got it.
The number in Bayonne.
Really? 499-192? Seriously?
They couldn't stay. They had to leave.
Okay. They had to leave.
Anybody in the bathroom?
No.
I already gave you one.
Only if you have the ticket number 499-188. 499-188.
Another no-show?
What? Did you just throw some numbers away? 499-188. Come on. Somebody's got it. Cheese and crackers. I'll keep making up numbers all day. 499-186. Hey. There we go. And he's already got the cap. Now he's got another one.
You want another one or you want something else?
No, yeah, I like something else.
Right. Oh, he's going to get something else. Look at this. It's choose your own all of a sudden. This is so weird. Parents are bringing their children down here. It's a clearly daycare.
Family-friendly place.
Right.
Dangerous place with all these computers.
Exactly.
It's dangerous for us. It's the toy store for adults.
Mm-hmm. It really is. This is the stuff that's here. There's, I was thinking, I could use a better router, and there's things around, but these keyboards are staring me in the face.
See, it's my birthday's coming up, and my wife asked me what I want, and I tell her I need a 2 terabyte backup hard drive. I need a wireless N router, and she just looks at me with glazed over eyes.
Huh? Right. I'm looking at the printers here.
Yeah.
looking at the monitors over there.
Nick, one thing we should mention is I don't typically let you out of the studio that much. You know what I'm saying?
It is true. We are stuck in the studio.
People can come down. You can shake some babies, kiss some hands. You know what I'm saying? You'll sign shirts, autographs.
We'll do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. It really is a beautiful day to come on out, though. I mean, you know, think about it. It's September day, and it's just, it's gorgeous outside. You can come on down, have some donuts, some coffee. You can meet Dave, Nick, Steve.
And Joe
and Joe and everybody else that's here. Absolutely.
And you can actually see some of the other Soundbites fans who are actually here live.
Mm-hmm.
People who came down to see us sit here and talk into microphones. How exciting is that? Live radio on the air. We're at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza. That's the corner of Routes 250 and 441. It's the plaza with the Hess station, and we're in it. It's very hard to miss. It's Lightspeed Computers, L-Y-T-E, Speed, right outside the door, so right up on the wall. So that should be fairly easy to figure out where that is. Yeah.
Those, you know, the way they're laid out, and some folks, you know.
Right, and the layout of the keys.
Yeah.
I've said 100 times, there's only one thing I don't like about this laptop, and that's the right-hand shift key. And I never thought of that when I looked at the pictures and then bought it. If I'd actually had my hands on it and played around with it.
Yep.
I might have made a difference.
Can I change the subject for a second?
No.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah,
did you talk about the fact that all three of your birthdays are, like, soon or happened or happening?
Four of our birthdays if you include Soundbites itself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, did you talk about that on air? Because I think people should torture you for being your birthday.
Really?
I think they should come down and say, well, when you were born, this had not been invented yet. Things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's right.
Like what?
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs had not been invented yet. There was paper. We called it papyrus, and except we said it in Egyptian. But there was papyrus in those days.
Well, so when your birthday was?
Yesterday.
Dave, when's yours?
20th.
Steve? 19th.
So, yeah, well, right. And of course, Soundbites is Labor Day weekend. And Soundbites is 21 years old. We are hurtling headlong into our 22nd year.
21 years ago, I was.
You weren't even
four.
A thought.
I was 9 years old.
You're a puppy.
Uh-oh, what's that?
We have almost 200 years of experience between us.
Among us.
Leave it to Steve to pull up the Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool. Happy birthday to all you guys, either past and coming up. And like I said, I think people should come down and torture you.
Come on down. We're having fun here. Yeah. And if you're not here, you're not having the kind of fun we're having. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
People are taking pictures. We're having fun. Why are you not here? Why are you not here? That's exactly right. You're here, but everybody else is not here. And that's horrible. Now, here's a true geek over in the corner. He's actually watching the stream. We're here live, and he's watching the stream.
With his lawn chair.
With his lawn chair and his laptop watching the stream.
Wired in.
That's the doctor. He's in the chat room.
He's in the chat room. Yeah. Exactly right. What? There you go. Oh, he's dictating on Dragon. How cool is that? I can't hear anything with these headphones on. Even without the battery, they're noise-canceling headphones, apparently. I don't understand how that works. But
Roz just celebrated his 60th birthday, too.
Did he? We're of an age. I am 60 years young.
Yep.
Yes, you're 60 years old.
Roz, 6.0.
Thank you. I don't feel it. I feel 80. 80, 85. Thank you. Do I look 59? I do. I look young for my age, a whole year younger. No, there was a point in my 20s where we all suspected I wasn't going to live to see 25. So having hit 60, I'm both proud and pleased as punch to be here. You have no idea. I'm
happy. For so long. If you can remember the 60s, you weren't there.
I was there. I was at Woodstock, people. I was at Woodstock.
Same here.
3 days of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I don't do drugs, and I don't like rock and roll, but God, I had a great time with at Woodstock. Holy cow. I didn't even know it was Woodstock. We were just nearby camping. And all of a sudden, there were all these people going by. And,
well, that's how I wound up down there. I wound up before the big event.
Really? I didn't see you there.
Who saw anybody? Really? Jeez Louise.
No kidding.
I mean, the big thing was that weekend, you know, having big accident. We were down there ahead of time when you heard rumors that it was going to happen.
Yeah, we didn't even... We just We just went in with everybody through the broken fence. We were good to go. Listen, that music means we're going to take a quick break. It is 59 minutes after the hour. We are all at Lightspeed Computer without you. That's a silly thing. Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza, corner of Routes 250 and 441. Come on down and join Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. We are Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1, and we'll be back with a whole nother hour of this, so stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
But I feel out of place not doing it.
At 2 minutes,
I miss my board, believe it or not.
You miss it?
Yes.
You could have brought a laptop so you'd have buttons to push.
He's got his phone. He's been pushing buttons the whole time, trying to figure out why he's not bringing up mics.
Being able to pat him down.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't do it anymore. It is 2 minutes after the hour, and
remember, next week we are back in the studio.
That's true, but right now we are not in the studio. We are at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza, corner of Routes 250 and 441. Joe Gatiss and all the folks at Lightspeed have done a magnificent job with their beautiful store, and we are down here having a great time. Many of our loyal fans are here as well and waiting for the giveaways. We've been giving away stuff, and the sheer delight on all their faces as they win is reward enough for us. No, put away your wallets. We're we're happy. All right, here's another news item. Here's an even better news item. Let's not forget.
That's this coming Friday.
Thursday from 6:30 to 9:30 in the Waterside Room at Pier 45, the Wine and Jazz Night will be fourth annual Wine and Jazz Fest will be happening. That's 6:30 to 9:30 at the Waterside Room at Pier 45. You can call for tickets, and I don't know the number. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, same number?
I'm sorry, I was not a very good producer in providing you the information, but you know what, I don't produce anymore, so I don't got to provide
nothing. Clearly,
you know what I'm saying?
We see that now.
No, here's the deal. I know you guys have been talking about the event. We just want to remind folks that coming up Thursday, as you've said, 6:30 to 9:30, Waterside Room at Pier 45.
And a beautiful place that is.
Oh,
you need to see
goodness.
It.
You know, what they've done, just really quickly, they took the you remember that boat that came in and out of there a couple of years ago?
Yeah, yeah, we all remember that.
The SS Money Pit?
Yeah, exactly.
That one? I'm sorry, did I say that? We're still paying for that. Your kids are going to be paying for that. Anyway, what they did is they turned that terminal building into a great kind of banquet facility as well. There are some really great rooms there overlooking the water, so it's going to be a great night. We've got wine and beer vendors that are going to be there after I'm done tasting all the wine and beer vendors. Folks can as well. Laurel Ann's going to be my DD that night. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to have wine and beer tasting. There's going to be chocolate sampling. Mm-hmm. Simply Crepes is going to be there as well. We've got hors d'oeuvres, live music. It's going to be a great time. And the biggest thing is that every penny raised benefits Jazz 90.1.
And Jazz 90.1 is a beautiful thing to have a benefit for, because they've been kind enough, apparently. Rob had one moment of confusion in his life and said yes to us. And
I've had many moments.
We're here on the air along with all the other great stuff. Some of the best jazz you will ever hear on this station, plus the polka, the German show, name it. It's a
the
million,
live concerts that
the
they
live
just
concerts,
announced.
The whole jazz festival, the everything.
Well,
is,
the cool thing about Jazz 90.1 is not only are we one of less than about 8 jazz radio stations left in the country, but we also have shows like Soundbites, longest running computer show in America. We have ethnic programs. We have other great programs throughout the week as well. And, you know, folks are used to us letting them know we're member-supported. And, you know, the event coming up on Thursday, it's a great time. It really is a great, great time. We're doing it on the other side of town. And like I say, it really is a great venue down at the Waterside Room of Pier 45. That's in Charlotte, in the Port of Rochester.
Let me give each of you one small piece of advice. Two small pieces of advice. Nobody expects Spanish Inquisition.
Right.
First, you really owe it to yourself to go. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal evening. Call for tickets.
966-5299, the number to call. 966-JAZZ, same one folks can call and ask questions than normally during your show. And they can also get tickets securely online as well.
Right. And they pick up the tickets at the event.
At the door now. Tickets will be available at the door.
Bring photo ID so we know you're you.
Yep.
And, and pick up your tickets. But the second thing is when you go there,
mm-hmm.
pace yourself.
That's right. Well, here's the funny part about...
Laurel Ann knows.
She
there's
knows.
A lot to sample there.
Well, the funny part about it is we made sure to offset that with a lot of food that's really not good for you. Okay, here's the deal. Sam's Club is bringing in pastries, cakes, things like that. Gaetano's Bakery in Greece is bringing in cakes and pastries. Hedonist Artisan Chocolates, as I've said, is going to be doing chocolate sampling, Simply Crepes. I mean, the food is going to be tremendous. So the way we've laid it out, it doesn't really allow you to get too tipsy. You know what I'm saying? We go wine, food, wine, you know. So it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, but see, you got to get past the wine to get to the food.
Well, we also got to let folks know, too, that when they come, they get a souvenir and a really cool Jazz 90.1 tasting glass. And we're not talking about a throwaway paper job. We're talking about an actual glass.
It's lovely.
An etched glass. Beautiful, beautiful thing to add to your collection. We've actually had people that come to all four and kind of have a collection of the wine glasses. I have a collection in my hutch at home, and a lot of people have a collection as well. So it's going to be a great time. I know Dave Enright's going to be stopping by to hang out at the event because there's wine. And
I'll probably be there because there's beer.
There you go. But anyway, more info. I'm sorry, we'll get back to your show. But more info on the website, jazz901.org.
And that's this Thursday, so get your tickets early and often. But meanwhile, we're here at the great Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza, the corners of Routes 250 and 441. That's Lightspeed Computers. Special thanks to Joe Gatiss and all the great folks here for letting us come down live. We're here live, and many of our fans have joined us here, and it's kind of exciting to see. Here's an important news item that really you should pay attention to. On Thursday, experts warned of a fast-spreading email worm, the first large outbreak of this type in nearly a decade. The worm appears in email messages with the subject, "Here you have," and contains what seems to be a link to an Adobe PDF file. In fact, the link takes the victim to a web page hosted on a United Kingdom domain that then tries to download a screensaver file. If the user agrees to installing that file, he is then infected by the worm, which mails itself to his or her email contacts. The worm is similar to the I Love You and Anna Kournikova worms, which spread in 2000 and 2001, and is a type of malware that has not been a major problem since around 2002, according to David Cowings, a senior manager with Symantec Security Response. It looks like we've had a resurgence of mass mailing worms, he said. In fact, "Here you have" is the same subject line used by the Anna Kournikova worm. This latest worm seems to do nothing more than send itself out using the victim's contact list, Cowing said. It appears to be mailing itself to all of the mailing lists that are in someone's contacts. It may also go to individuals, he said. The worm appeared to be affecting Outlook email users, but it's not clear if it is also affecting users of other mail programs. The body of the email typically says something like, "Hello, this is the document I told you about. You can find it here." Because the worm is spreading via contact lists, the email often comes from someone the victim knows, which is what we were talking about
that's
earlier.
That's what we were saying before.
Symantec started blocking the worm at around 10:30 a.m. Pacific time Thursday and quickly stopped 65,000 messages, according to Cowings. The number soon ballooned beyond that, but the worm may now have a hard time spreading because of the malicious screensaver file on the United Kingdom domain appears to have been taken down. That United Kingdom domain is a free website hosting service run by Lycos, and heaven knows there are a billion of those, so all they have to do is bring up another one and change the worm just slightly. So be very, very careful. In an alert sent out to customers on Thursday, McAfee recommended blocking .scr files, those are screensaver files, at the Internet Gateway. McAfee has received confirmation that some customers have received large volumes of spam containing a link to malware, a mass mailing worm identified as VB Mania, the note read. The symptom reported thus far is that the spam volume is overwhelming the email infrastructure. So many of them are going out that people are finding it hard to get the mail running. In fact, at our mail gateway, it's gone up tremendously, just volumes beyond anything we've seen before. We're catching them all.
Well, that's all trouble. Like we said, the script kiddies will get out there and, you know, and just change it just a little bit. So it's another iteration because they can't think of anything else themselves and just, you know, keep going.
The local internet and mail providers will shut down your internet service if you send out too much mail. So if you suddenly can't send mail you want to send on your Roadrunner or Frontier internet link,
right,
they may have shut you down because you're infected and spewing email.
Right. So pay attention to that, folks. If you have been shut down for email, if you suddenly can't send out email, it may well be that you're infected and your internet provider has shut you down for sending spam. Right. So make sure your machine is clean, then call your folks, your internet service provider, and have them reinstate you. They will probably check very carefully to make sure that you're clean yourself first.
Yeah, most of the systems are automatic. It shuts you down for 24 hours and then opens the mail port again to see if you're still spewing. You can take a look at your at the outbox in your mail program, and you may notice hundreds of thousands of messages. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although some of the sneakier viruses, the CIRCAM.
Yep.
It was like 23K in size,
right,
and had a mail server built into it.
Right.
So it sent mail itself. It didn't need to use your mail program. Yeah.
All righty then. That one. We are here, by the way.
They are talking about raffle tickets.
We are talking about raffle tickets. We are here at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza. That's the corner of Routes 250 and 441. And many of our loyal fans have showed up, and consequently, we're giving stuff away to them. Just for the act of showing up here, we're giving stuff away to them. And what are we giving away this time? Yet another beautiful Jazz 90.1 cap. It makes you look even better than you do now. Well, which is why Rob is actually out in public. Takes off the hat, and we have to put him in a back room somewhere. But with the hat on, he's allowed to be out in public. You will look tremendous at this. Your teeth will be whiter, your breath will be fresher, and you'll be more attractive to whichever sex you prefer. And so there it is right there in front of you. And the winner is 499-194. 194. There, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome. Thank you.
There he is. He hands in the ticket. He looks at the hat.
A man in need of a cap, if I ever noticed.
He puts wow, you're a good-looking man. He put that cap on and just got good-looking. It's how it works. It's the Jazz 90.1 Magic Cap. It's a terrific product. So we're down here at Lightspeed Computers, and we're giving stuff away. It's amazing. Not the computers. Chris was just all excited for a moment, but it's not happening. It's not the computers. When was the last time I actually saw your chin?
That would be 2007.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I first looked up at you and thought, I know him from somewhere.
Yeah, he lost the whole beard.
He lost the whole beard, I know. Friend of the show, Chris Reich, is here now without his beard.
I was standing closer to the razor recently.
Yeah, clearly, you're not supposed to actually look under the lawnmower when it's running.
Very good.
I almost had a little fuller beard than usual. I've been taking heparin shots. I've got to give myself heparin shots every 8 hours.
Wow.
After my surgery. And they said you may want to stop shaving for a while, because if you cut yourself shaving, you may not stop bleeding.
Wow.
It's a blood thinner, so you don't get blood clots, but yeah, you really don't want to try bleeding anywhere.
There you go. That's my excuse. That's why I haven't shaved in 16 years. I shaved once when my daughter was like,
wait a minute, you did a commercial.
Scared her to death.
That you didn't have a beard in.
No, that was about 16 years ago. I shaved.
Was it that long ago?
My daughter was so afraid. I made her watch me shave so she would know it was still dad, and she wouldn't come near me for like 3 days. She didn't like who I was. My dogs didn't even like me. That's not news. I have trouble getting that. I have to have treats in my pocket or the dogs won't let me in. Here we go. Somebody with an actual problem. Keith from Farmington, God bless you, Keith, for having an actual question. When shutting down, it's not English apparently, but apparently he says when he's shutting down, he gets Windows is saving your settings. What settings? It's a strange message from Microsoft. Monthly updates. I can't. That's not English. I'm American. We don't speak other languages. We just shout louder. There's the same question again. Dave printed that one twice.
He may have asked it twice.
This is the joy, ladies and gentlemen, of live radio.
See, a lot of times when you shut down your OS, it does things. It saves open files. It cleans up after itself. You know, maybe clearing your cache directories a little bit. And generally, you don't see that. Sometimes if it's been a while since you've shut down, it may take a while for that stuff to happen. So generally speaking, it's something you don't need to worry about. It's just, you know, Windows doing what it needs to do.
All right. Here's one. Here's an actual question.
You've said that before.
Alicia from Rochester writes, when I look up a word, she's using Encarta, the Encarta dictionary, which apparently is not working in MS Word 2010. When I look up a word using right-click lookup, the message searching appears where the result will be and appears to hang for a while. Eventually, it is replaced by a message that says, this service did not respond and no results are displayed. This only happens when selecting Encarta Dictionary English in the drop-down box of the research panel. The English Assistance and Thesaurus English options work okay, albeit taking longer than they used to, but the Encarta Dictionary never returns results. Is this happening to anyone else? Thank you. Love your show. The Encarta Dictionary.
It almost sounds like she doesn't have the Encarta Dictionary installed.
Yeah.
Or it's lost touch with its dictionary files. She may need to reinstall it so it knows it's there.
Well, it sounds like she's just installed Word 2010. And if indeed she did that, it may well be that it has lost contact with Encarta. Reinstalling Encarta could fix that.
Sometimes you need to select your dictionaries. You may have to tell it what language you're using, and you may have to give it your custom dictionary so you can add words to the dictionary. So somewhere inside of Word is the dictionary settings where you can tell it what language and what you're using. Now, I'm wondering why she's using Encarta and not the built-in spell checker. Is she a spell checker?
Well, the Encarta is more of an encyclopedia type of thing.
Yeah.
For looking up things, you know, especially if you want to do research in that.
Right, a lot of people do that. All right, we have to take a quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. We're at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road and Penfair Plaza, the corners of Routes 250 and 441, doing a live broadcast of the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Sound Bites, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
See, and at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbite. I was just taking a moment to listen to the music.
You need more coffee.
I was just...
No, he's just used to me after a year now, sitting there looking the other side of the board that I point at him. I mean, I've got him set so he knows to turn off his mic and when to come back on. So he's doing good.
Right. I'm doing okay. This is the way it works.
Yeah.
Actually, to answer, who is that, Sue?
Yeah.
I don't remember. No, Alicia. Oh, Alicia from Rochester had the question about Encarta. Actually, Encarta site was closed December 31st, 2009. The Encarta online dictionary at dictionary.msn.com continues, but that's probably not in the actual Encarta software as a site. So
that may be left over from her old version of whatever
program
she was using.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we're here at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza, at the corners of Routes 250 and 441. And our loyal listeners who have come down to see a live radio show, there's an exciting proposition. If you're not in the lottery for the ticket, it's too late for this one, but we'll have a drawing for the next one very shortly. Right now, we are giving away a limited edition Sound Bites T-shirt. It's a beautiful shirt. It's got the Sound Bites logo on the front, and if you'd like, we'll sign it for you later.
That one's still got my signature in it.
It's got Dave's signature on it already. So here it
you
comes.
You've got to find it, folks.
And the ticket number is 499-196.
We
have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Rob's looking at it, but yes, that is technically autographed by me already.
And we have Sharpies.
We have a Sharpie, and we'll sign it. We'll sign it later. I can't sign it right now. We're kind of on the air-ish. But
my problem is I don't want to wear the autographed ones because then I got to wash it, and the autograph.
Well, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
And that's actually
stuff
the
got it framed
I
at home, and
I think my daughter stole it to take to college. However, I'm fairly sure I don't have that shirt anymore. I was looking for these guys all have their Soundbite shirts on, but like I said, I think mine is...
Yours went to
mine
college.
Mine has gone to Rockford. Yeah, exactly. So we don't...
I forgot to wear mine.
Forgot to wear his.
Forgot.
Wait a minute. What show are we doing here?
Well, at least he has his jazz shirt.
We're doing the polka bandstand right now, right? No, I forgot
that one. Doesn't
you know what? I forgot the shirt because I have the ones that we all autographed last year during the anniversary show.
Right.
But
I'm
so used to wearing my Jazz 90.1 stuff.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You just put it on this morning without thinking.
That's it.
But as you roll
out, that's right.
Completely without thinking.
See, just like I got you trained to point to you.
That's right.
Come on here. We
got
to train him what to wear when he shows up for our show.
Exactly right. I did look for mine, but I unfortunately, like I said,
another thing I got to work on.
It's either in the wash or it's in Rockford, and I'm betting on Rockford, frankly. All right. Oh, here we go.
Can we find a real question?
No, this is not a question. This is a news item. No more trash talking Flash. The program that Steve Jobs seems to revile appears to be good to go for apps or programs on the iPhone and Apple's other mobile devices, including the iPod Touch and the iPad. The announcement from Apple doesn't mean that those annoying messages mobile users see time after time when they click on many websites, videos, and animations will go away. It means that apps made specifically for Apple's mobile devices and downloaded from the App Store can use Flash. While Flash wasn't named by Apple specifically on Thursday, it did say that it is relaxing all restrictions on the development tools used to create iOS apps. That's iOS, not the one from Cisco. As long as the resulting apps do not download any code. This should give developers the flexibility they want while preserving the security they need. Some of those developers are game developers, and with Apple's newly launched Game Center, Flash is all the more important. Games are one of the biggest app or program categories for the iPod Touch and iPhone users, and perhaps more importantly, Apple has launched its own software for mobile advertisers on its iOS, not the one from Cisco, mobile device operating system, and those advertisers want to be able to use Flash. And then there's the Federal Trade Commission. No, they don't want to use Flash on an iPhone app, but they have been interested in the effect of Apple's Flash ban in terms of how it could squelch competition. Jobs has been outspoken in his loathing for Flash, saying he believes that it has too many bugs, drains device batteries too quickly, and is better suited to computers than mobile devices. He prefers the competing HTML5, which is newer, but not as widely used so far. Some had hoped when the iPad came out last April it would be able to run Flash, but at that time Jobs issued a 1,600-word treatise about what, more like a manifesto, about what he considered Flash's issues, reliability, security, and performance. That was then, almost 6 months ago, virtual eons in the tech world. In the months since, Google's Android-based operating system has shot up in popularity on phones. In the United States, Android-based smartphones were the top sellers among consumers in the second quarter. Android will also soon be a mainstay for many tablet products that will compete with the iPad. Android may continue to win the bigger Flash war, however. Android devices using Froyo 2.2 will have Adobe Flash, not just for apps, but for web viewing.
And they do drain the battery quite drastically.
Well, but the other nice thing, of course, about the Android devices is you can change the battery. So for those of us who go on long trips, instead of having to shut off our phones regularly until we can get to a charger, we can buy a second battery, charge it up, and just pop the old battery out and the new one in when we need to replace them. A friend of mine was on a long trip recently. She and her friend, and she has an iPhone, and her friend has an Android device, and that's exactly what happened. She kept having to, she'd get on a plane and turn her machine off, her phone off, because she couldn't have any battery when she landed to talk to the people she had to talk to for business.
Yeah, someone sells a little hack that you can draw power from the airline seat headphone jack, which has a minuscule amount of power.
Does have a minuscule
amount
of power.
And use it to charge your cell phone.
Right, right. And but her friend has who she was traveling with, her co-worker has a an Android phone, a Droid X, I believe, and he was able to just use it. They were on some flight that let them use a phone, apparently, which I didn't realize happened. Anyway, he had his phone the whole time, and it was on all the time, and he was doing work all the time, and it all worked out for him. So that was kind of nice. He probably actually had it in
airplane mode, which turns off all the radios.
Right.
Now, see, I'm always a little annoyed by that. If my little cell phone can bring down this airplane,
fix the airplane.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we see that a lot, actually, because there's all kinds of, there's wires running everywhere, and a long stretch of wire is also known as an antenna. And if it just happens to pick up a stray signal and does something
and interprets that as some sort of
command. To
command.
With
then bad things have happened. All right, it's that time again. We're going to give away more stuff. We're going to give away a Jazz 90.1 shirt, the same kind that Rob Linton thoughtlessly put on this morning.
Instead of a soundbite shirt.
Mine's a little beat up. This is brand new.
This is a brand new. It's the same kind, not the same one. I hasten to say that immediately.
Although, if any of you ladies would like Rob's shirt, he'll be more.
We will sell that. Yeah. We'll
Ooh, that's not a bad.
Cash
right
only
price,
raffle for that one.
Donation to the soundbites.
All right, here's that number, 499-185. We have a wiener, ladies
and
gentlemen.
And he's wearing the soundbite shirt, so now he has the pair.
Right, he has the pair, the soundbite shirt and the Jazz 90.1 shirt. If you wear them both together, people won't see the one underneath, just so you know. I just thought I'd make that plain. We're here, by the way. Where is here? We are at Lightspeed Computers for the whole next half hour.
Right over there by your pen.
2200 Penfield Road, Penfair Plaza, corner of Routes 250 and 441. We have a whole bunch of people, our loyal Soundbites listeners, have come down to watch live radio happening. They can barely contain their enthusiasm. Look at this. Look at it. It's amazing. We once again want to thank Joe Gatiss and all the folks at Lightspeed for letting us invade their territory. For a couple of hours today, we're delighted. This is really the first show of our 22nd year.
Yeah,
and we're celebrating that by being live at Lightspeed.
And the first time we've been out since the birthday party.
I know they don't let us out. Rob stuffs us into a small closet in between shows, and we hide in there all week, barely able to breathe, subsisting on the crumbs that Laurel Ann generously gives us in between whatever else it is she's doing, and that's very nice. Let's see if this is actually a question. Yeah, okay, that's not a question.
Yeah, nice big pile of paper of questions here, we thought.
We thought?
Questions.
Hey, I was glad just to be able to finally get into it because the mail server changed, and I seen that, well, half of them were for...
All right, here's
all
one.
And you can email questions to us on our website, soundbites.org.
Yep. Larry from Bushnell, Florida. Right.
Cool.
Larry, delighted to have a listener in Florida. You're probably not going to make it up in time to see us here at Lightspeed Computers. I just need you to know that. So if you're frantically driving up from Florida, you're probably going to miss it and at least slow down to the speed limit.
Well, maybe.
Although I've driven on Alligator Alley, and I don't remember a speed limit on that particular road.
Maybe a future show that we're going to be a remote he can come up for.
Or maybe we'll go down to him in a future show.
That.
Laurel Ann, work on that, will you?
Head to Florida during the winter?
Bushnell, Florida in the winter. Well, that's where we want to do a live broadcast from.
Okay.
Work on that. Actually, talk...
How about L.A. in February?
Talk to the folks at Disney. Talk to the folks at Universal.
No, Vegas in January.
Vegas in January for the CES show.
There we go.
At least I'll be going to the CES show. I don't know where Steve will be going.
Across the street.
Across the street, exactly.
But gee, guess what's over there?
Here's Larry's question. I recently bought 5 used computers from a large pet hospital. First thing you're going to do is open them up and make sure there's no pet hair in them. You're going to want to clean that up.
Or pets.
Or pets of some form or another.
Little gerbils.
I would like to reformat the hard drives, but half of the control panel icons are missing. There's no My Computer icon, and the search feature appears to be inoperable. I haven't used Windows in over a year and wondered if there was some way to erase the hard drives. Thanks for any help you can give me, Larry. Well, Larry, there are certainly ways you can do that. You can start by putting in a legitimate copy of Windows if you're going to open them in Windows, or any copy of Linux if you're going to use Linux. You put the CD in, boot from that CD, and one of the choices will be to erase the hard drive entirely.
Yeah, it sounds like this business was using a custom front end to minimize confusion among its workers with only giving them icons that they needed for their job.
And removing the dangerous icons like format the hard drive.
They should have deleted all that before they sold the computers.
Yeah, really, because you may have, although I don't know that there's any FERPA or HIPAA rules about pets.
Right, but
even so,
your company's business data is on that computer when you sell it.
And some of the stuff might have been there just because a lot of places will lock it down so folks can't go adding stuff, rearranging stuff,
yep,
and doing that. So, yeah, by just simply wiping it and reinstalling it fresh, he's going to get rid of all those other restrictions that
right,
were placed on the original Windows that they will be set up fresh so he can then set up the identities and the whole nine yards.
Right. And as I said, you need to make sure you have, we advocate legitimate copies of Windows for everything. So if you're going to use Windows, make sure you have a fresh and legitimate copy for everyone. If you're going to use them in your own family, you could buy a family pack, which lets you put one copy on five computers.
Well, they should still have the original stickers, the key codes, on the side of the machines. And as long as we were talking about this last night, as long as you get the approval that you're transferring them
right,
from Microsoft, do the due diligence up front to have it actually transferred from the place that it was to you. They'll gladly do that because they're only thinking future upgrades.
Right, right, right. But you do have to do that, and there's an 800 number that's probably on the stickers, and
yeah,
I remember, that you can do that, call them up and get the right thing. Of course, if you're using Linux, any version of Linux, you can just simply put it on. Doesn't matter. But in either case, one of the choices at the very beginning of the setup is, do you want to add this or wipe out the entire drive and use the entire drive? So you don't have to wipe the drives from the machine. You can wipe the drives when you install the new operating system. If you're only looking to wipe the drives and not install a new operating system, then probably Derek's Boot & Nuke is probably the product to use. And Steve
is D-Ban, gonna, yeah, we've talked
D-Ban
about it before, yeah.
It's called Derek's Boot & Nuke. And Steve's going to give you the address in just a moment.
We'll have that link up on our
website. DBAN.org.
DBAN.org, there you go. Derek's Boot & Nuke. And you boot this floppy disk, and it kills the machine. There's also a program called Kill Disk that you can do very much the same thing with. There are a dozen ways to do it. If you're just going to wipe out the drives before you throw them away, because they didn't, then Derek's Boot & Nuke is probably your best bet. But if you're looking to install an operating system, every modern operating system gives you the choice during install to use the entire drive, which means it wipes out whatever's there originally.
Yeah, DBAN will also do a secure erase. So if when you're selling your computer or even just throwing it away, something's broken, pull the hard drive out so that people can't get to your data. If it is running enough, you can run DBAN, and it does a secure erase on your computer. So whoever does get it can't get your data back.
Right. In general, if you've used a computer long enough that you're throwing it away anyway, the drive is probably so old that you don't want to reuse it. So before you set the computer out at the curb, take the hard drive out and just smash it up.
I love doing that.
Yeah, it's your favorite thing. Just smash it up.
Well, just as you come in the shop to the left, literally on the floor is a 20-pound sludge. And we take the hard drives outside, and I've got this one cinder block, and Dan and I have fun just smashing the heck out of them and turning them into maracas.
Yeah, see, there you go. It's still not as much fun as that other guy who owns a shooting range, and he had a day where you could bring down your own hardware and computer hardware and shoot it. You could either bring your own guns or borrow some of his shotguns, long guns, pistols. People were bringing all kinds of stuff. Then he said it was his busiest day in 2 years. People were lined up to shoot at their old computer equipment. There's a lot of frustration out there, clearly, with computer stuff.
Do it with the ME and Vista.
That's
CDs.
What we used to, we did that, we had discus throws at the cider picnic one
year.
Well,
that would be great for, like skeet shooting.
Well, that's what I was about to say. We had discus throws, but we could do skeet shooting instead. We need somebody to arrange that. We'll come down and broadcast live from the ME and Vista skeet shoot if you set it up. We're going to take a quick break. We're here at Lightspeed Computers, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 41 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we are at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza, right here at the corner of Routes 250 and 441. We're having a great time. We've got many of our loyal listeners who have come down to watch live radio being done. Some of them are actually still awake. It's kind of exciting. Yeah. Woo! You guys really, you need to get out more. That's very clear to me. But we're delighted to have all of you down here. Very, very exciting to see you all. Hey, here's something you don't hear often. Microsoft apologized to its customers of its host for their loss. No. Microsoft apologized to its customers of its hosted software services for businesses after at least three outages over the past few weeks.
We aspire to deliver quality services, and in the last couple of weeks, we have fallen short of that aspiration, wrote Morgan Cole, who said he is responsible at Microsoft for making sure that Business Productivity Online Suite customers have a good experience. I wanted to write here to apologize to you, our customers, for any inconvenience these issues may have caused.
His blog post appeared at 10:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time on Wednesday. He referred to three recent issues that customers may have had accessing the Business Productivity Online Suite services, which include hosted email, SharePoint, and web conferencing. On August 23rd, upgrades to network infrastructure caused unforeseen problems that affected access to some services. For about 2 hours, customers served from Microsoft's North American facilities may have had trouble accessing the services. While engineers addressed that issue, their efforts didn't resolve another underlying issue. They created additional problems on September 3rd and September 7th. On those days, customers may have had trouble signing in and using administrative portals. There was more widespread customer impact on Tuesday, however, although for a relatively shorter period. Microsoft is having this problem. There was also a problem on September 2nd that prevented some Hotmail users from logging into their mailboxes. That's not a big loss. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really.
Microsoft has sought to position itself as better prepared to serve enterprise customers than some of its competitors like Google. But just like customers of Google's enterprise offerings, Business Productivity Online Suite customers are complaining about a lack of information during outages. This is an interesting problem that they all have. A lot of people are moving to online services for mail and for documents and for everything else. And there are a lot of good reasons to do that. But one of the problems is if they have an outage, you can't get at your documents. Of course, if your machine dies, you can't get at your documents anyway. So it's six of one, half dozen of the other. But they all guarantee 99.9% uptime, which if you do the math, I think is 4 days a year you could be out of touch and still have 99.9% uptime. And speaking of uptime, people are waking up all over Lightspeed Computers because we're about to draw another ticket. What we have is another of these two-of-a-kind little computer gift baskets. There's a photo bag. There's the micro screen thing, and you're gonna have to tackle Rob to get it, which may or may not be an added bonus. I don't know. And the person who gets it is 499187. Hey, there you go. We have a winner. 499187. We're very excited to have given away another goodie here at Lightspeed Computers, 2200 Penfield Road.
And we've got window clings for your car up on the table.
That's right. Do not leave without a window cling. Put it in your window
and cling
to it, and show your love of sound bites.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is, like a lot of the gas stations do, Nick, you're going to be driving around Rochester trying to spot these stickers.
I am going to be. I'm not going to give away anything or stop the car or that, but I'll wave and toot when I go by.
That's right. And if you spot somebody with a sound bites window sticky, you'll come over to their house and they can cook you dinner. Am I correct?
And they can cook me dinner. Right. Exactly right. If I find you with one, I will come to your house to have dinner. You buy the beer, you cook the food, and I will come over to your house. And you're not going to get that offer from anybody else. I don't care what you think. And so that's what we do here. We have these clingies. I have one in my car. Dave has one. Steve has one. Many of our loyal listeners who are here today will
have one. My whole back window is a clingy.
Well, yeah, it is, actually. It is. And again, I have to thank Joe Gatiss and all the folks here at Lightspeed Computers for their generosity
They're second-guessing themselves right now. They're rethinking this whole thing, but it's too late because we're already here.
You know one thing I noticed
here? Wait, for inviting us down to Lightspeed Computers here at 2200 Penfield Road in Penfair Plaza, the corners of Routes 250 and 441. Joe, thank you so much.
Yeah, but Joe, I got a question for you, though. I don't think either three of us could work here. Notice Joe in his hairstyle and his other technicians.
I know.
There is a trend here.
There's one guy with hair. There's one guy with an actual head of hair. The rest of them, no. And I'm getting there, Joe. I'm nearly there. I can work here. See that?
Okay. I just happened to notice that. You know, I
don't tempt me, because doing this stuff is so much fun. Don't tempt me. This is true. Okay, here we go. Here's a question from...
Finally found one?
Yeah, exactly. Stephen in Fairport. I think my son opened something he should not have.
Surprise.
Yeah, but I got a pop-up called AV Security Suite, which I know is a Trojan, that shows malware, AVG, etc. Each is a virus. I ran malware in safe mode and found some stuff, but when I went back to normal mode, it came back, and malware has not found anything else. I know it gets into areas like the registry. How do I remove it completely? Well, there's two things you can do. One, of course, is to dance the security tango. That's securitytango.com. Click on the Let's Dance button on the left and pick your operating system. Probably you'll want the Windows Waltz, I suspect. And print out that page and follow it step by step. That may clean out your system. All the products that I recommend there are free, so it's not going to cost you anything but a lot of time. A lot of time. But yes. As Joe and I were discussing earlier, there are a lot of viruses these days that don't respond to that very well because they hide themselves again in the registry and places like that. So that's why we recommend safe mode.
And two programs, Malwarebytes and Super Anti-Spyware, that can both scan deep and wide across your computer.
Right. But sometimes you have to take it to somebody like Joe at Lightspeed or like Dave or Steve and have them pull the drive and use it as the second drive in another machine and clean it off that way. Sometimes that's the only way to clean some of these newer viruses. But certainly before you do that, none of the guys who sell computers want to hear this, but before you spend the money, try the Security Tango, and if that doesn't work, then you are going to have to bring it to somebody like Joe or like Dave or Steve and have them fix it. That's it?
Yep.
You got nothing to say?
No, it's pretty much the way it does. I mean, there's just no way around it.
Oh, what are we giving away?
Rob's giving away a CD.
Oh,
pack.
Look, a set of CDs. Check this out. We are a jazz station. You may have noticed that.
Not today, they wouldn't.
Today, not likely. And we're giving away, wow, Wallace Roney. Who's this? Terrell Stafford. Ahmad Jamal. Art Tatum. And the Ray Brown Trio. Nice. Five CDs.
You're
nice.
Looking at about $75.
$75 worth of stuff. Nobody else wants it. I'll take it. I love this stuff. I can put that on there because it's a CD, not a tape, and it won't. I'm old. I remember tape. Shut up. Shut up. God, I don't like you. All right.
He probably doesn't even know what tape is.
The winner.
He probably thinks it's something to put on packages and you're going to wrap them.
Tape, what are we? No, I use the rubber band. No tape here. All right. The winning ticket, 499-184. 499-184. We have a winner. Very exciting. Doc has won. Very, very exciting. It's we're giving stuff away here. That's unbelievable. Is that it? Are we done with it? Now we're not giving stuff away anymore. All right, excellent. And here's another question that appears to actually be a question. Dave from Greece. My Windows directory is filled with folders titled $NT Service Pack Uninstall, $SNT uninstall, blah, 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 and 131 similarly named folders with SP uninst subfolders. They're all labeled in blue rather than black in Windows Explorer. It looks like a lot of junk, but to be cautious, I'll have to ask how many, if any, of these folders can I delete?
All of them.
Safely. Well.
What they are the updates you've installed in Windows.
And
the fact that they're there lets you uninstall them.
Right. So if you don't ever want to uninstall any of the products that you have installed, then you can safely remove all of those folders.
Which most folks want to, because then any of the updates they've done is probably security updates.
But if you take,
and if you know they're working, then you could delete the uninstaller.
Right. But on the other hand, to be entirely honest, how much room are they actually taking up? Oh, wait, dang near none.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you've got a fairly small hard drive on an older machine, they're not taking up enough space for you to really concern yourself with this.
Well, then I would expect add remove programs to be confused about what's not there anymore.
It would be. And it would, if you then tried to remove one, let's say in 6 months there's an advisory that comes out and says, oh, this is interfering with X and you have to uninstall this in order to install X or whatever. You can't do that anymore. So I just leave them. When you get, 300 gig hard drives, 500 gig hard drives, terabyte hard drives, the very few bytes that are taken up by these uninstall things are really minuscule and not a big deal. Now, if you're one of the many anal retentive people who tries to keep their entire folder structure pristine and beautiful, I can see where this would be annoying. But sometimes you just have to bow to reality and accept that you don't own your hard drive. Microsoft does.
So the Windows subdirectory is one of those you just shouldn't bother opening. Don't look in there.
Just never look in there. Never touch anything in there.
To get the temps.
Yes, there's the system folder on the Mac that is the same way. Just don't touch anything in there.
Right. And so that's one of the rules, really. Don't go playing in there. And that's one of the reasons, of course, that we tell people don't run as administrator. When you buy your system, you will get a login that is the administrator login. Our recommendation is that you name that administrator, or actually that you name it something entirely else, like Hans or Maria or something.
Fred.
Some name that you don't have in your home. And then you add users who are not administrators, who are just regular users. Then, if you need to install something, uninstall something, change something, you have to actually log in as the administrator to do that, because being logged in as administrator is dangerous. It's dangerous in two ways. It's dangerous that you will do something, what's the word I'm looking for, stupid, like delete your Windows directory. Or the second thing that it's dangerous of is that if you do get a virus and you are the administrator, then that virus has a much easier time doing bad things to your computer because it inherits all of the administrator abilities. Whereas if you are logged in, are we done already?
Yep.
Holy mother of pearl. Whereas if you're logged in only as a regular user, there's less trouble you can cause. Well, that's Phil, who's clearly on top of things, telling us that it's the end of another show. Once again, I really want to thank Joe Gatiss and all the folks here at Lightspeed Computers who were generous enough to open up their shop and let us trample through it for a couple of hours. I really want to thank all the loyal Soundbites listeners who actually took time out of their Saturday to come down and play.
Thank you very much for coming down.
And I want to thank all of you for listening. For Dave Enright, for Steve Ray, for Rob Linton, for Laurel Ann Romeo, for all of the folks at Jazz 90.1. We are Soundbites, and we will be back here next week on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks again to Joe Gatiss and all the folks at Lightspeed Computers. See you next week.